This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Cohen. In a few minutes, projections for oil are reaching $150, even $200 per barrel. Find out how much it'll cost to fill up a Hummer if gas goes for $7 a gallon.
First, though, Senator Hillary Clinton is feeling more pressure today to end her campaign for president. David Bonier endorsed Senator Barack Obama today. He managed Senator John Edwards' presidential campaign. Also today, New Jersey Governor John Corzine says he is still a Clinton supporter, but he acknowledged that she has a tough race ahead.
Senator Clinton continues to campaign hard today. She's traveling in West Virginia, South Dakota, and later today she goes to Oregon, where staunch supporters like Nancy Resnick are pulling for her.
I really think that as long as this is still going on, she still has a chance, and I still want her to hang in there.
Resnick is one of many Oregon voters savoring the chance to take part in the final weeks of a historic and contentious contest. Oregon Public Broadcasting's April Baer met with a few of them.
Oregon may not have the delegates or the donors of bigger states, but it's rich in political engagement. It's also the kind of place where people never forget to have fun with their politics. This house party for Barack Obama supporters is anything but fancy. The table's loaded with potluck munchies.
Salsa, chips, pita, homemade hummus.
The room's filled with people, mostly young, mostly white, from the grungy urban side of Portland. Melissa Armstrong's spiky blonde hair and peacock feather tights don't stand out in a crowd like this, but she is unusual. Most people here are registered Democrats. Melissa says she feels closer to Republican views, if not Republican candidates. She says she likes how the Obama campaign is appealing to old-fashioned human interaction.
I think it's a good idea, you know, draw people together and talk instead of chatting online. We've become very disassociated with our internet and our text messaging.
Here in Portland, the political vibe is a mix of West Coast progressive values and small-town civic pride. Across the state, lots of Oregonians still make their living farming, but the high-tech and creative sectors have nurtured spectacular growth in cities like Portland and Bend. Betta and Ranjini Sharma registered Republican the day that they became U.S. citizens. But once the war broke out, their minds changed. Here's Betta.
Within 1 year after the Iraq war started, I realized it was not properly deliberated upon, and this is going to be an absolute disaster for our country.
Both the Sharmas say it's been hard to watch the economy slide, especially Ranjini. She's a part-time web designer. After working so hard to get to the U.S., she can't help but wonder if someday her job will be outsourced.
The worry is there, the constant nagging worry that, you know, the project may end and his project will end and we'll have to move from here and there.
The Sharmas spent some time wavering back and forth between the two Democratic frontrunners. Lately, they've been leaning toward Hillary Clinton. Crossover voters like the Sharmas are one of the big stories of the Oregon election season. Tens of thousands of people have changed party registration, mostly going Democratic. Jeff Mapes is politics reporter for the state's major daily newspaper, The Oregonian.
Well, there has been a surge in registration the likes I've never seen in 24 years of covering Oregon politics. The total number of voters has gone up almost 100,000. The number of registered Democrats has increased by even more than that, 115,000. I mean, it's just a really big shift.
The question is how those registrations will affect the election. Adam Bentz is a physical therapist in his mid-30s. Through the long campaign season, he keeps coming back to this.
I'm looking for a candidate who inspires people, and I'm certainly not going to agree with everything that they do, but I think more than anything, I'm really just looking for somebody who's honest and somebody who stands by what they believe in.
Bentz registered as a Democrat at an Obama house party, but says he's still on the fence, at least until the Oregon primary on May 20th. For NPR News, I'm April Baer in Portland, Oregon.